From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Pentagon sources confirmed that Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told President Obama he will remain in his job for at least one more year. A government official confirmed to NPR that Gates informed the president of his decision several weeks ago. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Gates has told his staff he wanted to quiet rumors he would be leaving this year, telling them he has more he wants to accomplish at the Pentagon, like making sure the right weapon systems are built. Gates last year opposed efforts by Congress to build more F-22 warplanes, saying the Air Force had enough of the stealthy but expensive aircraft. The president backed him up, and that helped build a strong working relationship. It was on Afghanistan that both the president and the defense secretary came to another agreement. Gates helped broker a compromise figure of 30,000 additional troops, less than what military commanders wanted, but more than what some White House officials suggested. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
President Obama says the Christmas Day attempt to bomb a U.S. jet does not appear to be the fault of a single individual or agency. After reviewing intelligence lapses, Mr. Obama again said the U.S. had the information to stop the attempt but did not connect the dots. Presidential adviser John Brennan gave an example.
We knew that Mr. Abdulmutallab had departed from Nigeria and was in Yemen associating with extremists. This came directly from his father. We knew from that stream of information that he was extremist and had those radical tendencies. The rest of the intelligence indicated that this plot was underway. We did not map up the two, that intelligence about this individual who was a terrorist, who was in fact a Nigerian, with Mr. Abdulmutallab.
John Brennan is the president's top counterterrorism advisor. The coldest spot in the nation Thursday was Bismarck, North Dakota, where the temperature was 14 below zero with wind chills of minus 52. Sarah Fox works at a motel there. She says people need to be careful going out in minus 50-degree wind chill conditions.
As soon as you walk outside, it's like your skin like freezes right away, and you got to keep everything covered. I mean, all skin covered, otherwise you can get frostbite really, really easy.
South Dakota and Minnesota had to contend with heavy snow and ice as well as freezing temperatures. Some drifts were too high for plows to handle. Six snowplows in Illinois were involved in an accident. By Friday morning, parts of Wisconsin could see up to 12 inches of snow. Palestinian witnesses say Israeli aircraft fired missiles at smuggling tunnels and other Hamas targets in Gaza City on Friday. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. The strikes came after a rocket fired from Gaza into Israel. Leaflets were dropped by Israeli aircraft Thursday, warning residents of Gaza to stay away from the tunnels and border areas. This is NPR News. Talks between Russia and Belarus on a pricing structure for oil deliveries for this year have broken off again, with the Belarusian delegation flying back to Minsk again amid signs of tension between the two former Soviet neighbors. Peter Van Dyke has the story from Moscow.
2 days of discussions in Moscow ended with no agreement, and although Russia said progress had been made, Belarus's assessment was less positive. Both sides said the talks were stopping to allow for further consultations with their respective governments. An aide to Russia's energy minister told Reuters news agency that they were both closer to a deal. However, a source in the Belarusian delegation told the state news agency that Belarus was ready for a reasonable compromise, but Russia would not change its position. Moscow wants Minsk to pay full duty on all oil it receives that is not for domestic use, which could cost Belarus $2.5 billion more than last year's deal, under which it received significant discounts on all Russian oil. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Two former contractors with the security firm, formerly known as Blackwater, have been arrested on murder charges in connection with the killings of two Afghans last year. According to an indictment obtained by the Associated Press, the pair have been charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and weapons charges. Both men are in custody. The men have maintained that they were justified when they opened fire on a threatening vehicle last year. Blackwater, which has since changed its name to XE, fired both men following the shooting. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 33 points. The Nasdaq lost a point, and the S&P 500 was up 4. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.